Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. But later on today on this great show, I have some very, very important people that will be talking, and they are from the AIC, the African Immigrant Caucus. They'll be telling you more about the African Immigrant Caucus. What is the African Immigrant Caucus? What is it all about? Why was it founded in the United States of America? And so my guests will be talking to you later. But right now, across the globe, across the continent of Africa, let's start off today from Mali with SMOD in Simbala. And right after that, in Zambia, Malawi, the sound of Johnny Bashingezi from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Mr. Endowed by Dibange of Nigeria. But starting off with Simbala by SMOD from Mali.
Zambe, 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 Zamb thanks shall I give to you, Lord, for all the things you've done for me. Even when I turn away from you, still you call me by name. Your goodness and mercy, your love and kindness surround me every way. Let me sing of your love. Sukate, bolingo ya ngai na yo ya mokano, mokote na mokili ya koki ko sacrifier mwana mosantu Yesu, ikolo ya masumu na ngai na yebi, bandeke na banyama bako yembe na yo tata, bibimba na mbapo nde kasi ya mikono yako, ebongo ngai mwana na yo tina nini na yemba te, tika na kunisa yo.
I'm waiting for you now.
I'm the kind of brother that the boyfriends wanna be, cause I'm so in love. I'm so in love. See the ladies looking at me, I mean, and want to see it, cause I'm so in love. Wanna get you to my bed. I ain't like them other guys. Them other guys are retarded. No need for any more. Girl, I'm the one that you're waiting for. I got that class and I got that dough. Anything else that you like to know? Take my hand, let's go wild. No one next stand, you're forever mine. African prince, I'm one of a kind. And I'm never gonna waste your time.
I'm the kind of brother that the boyfriends wanna be. It's cause I'm so laid out. I'm so
Mr. Endowed by Dibanj of Nigeria, and right before that, Nzambe Malawu by Johnny Bash of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Simbala by SMOD of Mali. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African Beat with David Vandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, in your cars, on the streets, sitting under the palm tree, drinking some tumbu liquor. Well, that's what the African Beat does, because we come to you right where you are. Okay, and now let's take a trip to Rwanda, and we bring you this beautiful beat by this wonderful looking lady. She's called Sini. Sini is the diva of Rwanda. Oh, yeah, she is good. And she calls this one Africa. And right after that, the AIC will be my guest.
Chemsha moto mama yangu we usitishwe na
mutwe uhindukira ukanguke ukinira ubatesha umutwe
by Sini from Rwanda. And with this, ladies and gentlemen out there, the fans of African Beat, let me introduce my guest to you. Or let me just ask them to introduce themselves. Let me start off with the head of the group.
I'm Reverend Kemi Onanuga from Jesus House DC and a leader in the AIC.
And we go over to the beautiful young lady on the other side of the microphone.
My name is Obi Mwobwe, and I am part of the media team with the African Immigrant Caucus.
Beautiful. Welcome to the African Beat. And I have a very always smiling gentleman who is, you want to see him. It's like he used to play basketball. The guy is tall, he's huge, he's handsome, and he hails from South Sudan. Introduce yourself.
Thank you, David. My name is Nial Chuotut, and I am AIC Media Press.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. And AIC, the African Immigrant Caucus. Let me start off with you, Pastor Kemi. Should I say Pastor Kemi or Dr. Kemi?
Either one will do.
Either one will do.
Both
okay.
are mine.
Now,
yes.
Give us an insight. What is the AIC?
The AIC stands for African Immigrant Caucus, as Obi rightfully mentioned it in full. It's a coming together of clergy, business people, leaders in our community, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, to form a strong voice in the political process of our state here in Maryland. What we've been doing over the last couple of months is just getting to know one another so that we can overcome all of the divides, the things that divide us as Africans, you know, the religious, ethnic, boundary issues that has been dividing us in the past, but to come together now as one, overcoming all of those obstacles to speak with one voice and build power.
And build power. Yes, I love that word. Building power. And Obi, you are part of the press team. Give us a little insight. What actually dragged you into this?
Well, I actually got brought into it by my aunt. She's actually one of the executive members in Ngozi Azubike. She actually told me about it, and I said, oh, this sounds like something I've always wanted to be a part of.
Oh, you always want to be a part of it. All right. Obi has got a story, and we will come to that. I love that story, and the world is going to hear that. And now, tell me, how did you become part of the AIC?
It's the same way the rest of us joined the AIC. This is the only opportunity for Africans to unite themselves and really look at what unites us
instead of what divides us. All right, well, you have had it all, and we will go into that. There are a lot of stories, and there's some of these stories of Africans in the United States. You are going to hear why the AIC was formed and how are they coming together, you know, to make sure that these things that have been dividing them, bring them together, and how they can build power. But let's take a piece of music right now. This is called Africa Reggae Fever. It's done by the award-winning African reggae artist from Ghana known as Rocky Dawuni. He's the mastermind. And here we go with African Reggae Fever.
African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston. It is the common man's time now to make it. People all over the nation, hope you have a minute to listen to what I have to say. Redemption through music, my only intention, bringing hope to places while the leaders laugh and play. From Accra to Soweto, all I hear is more fire. Youth in the ghetto now desire more fire. Music on the radio, don't take them no higher. It's too late, none of them can stop us now. African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa. It is the common man's time now to make it. Stand in unity. So gather, don't scatter. Fulfill the Bible prophecy. Out of many, come together as one. They've gone down all our heroes in a cold-blooded murder. Try to stop this movement from growing much further. Jah Jah give us power to cross every border. Hey DJ, press rewind and come again. African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston. It is the common man's time now to make it. It is the common man's time now to make it. Pay attention, my for you. Hey, youth of Congo,
catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of Liberia,
Africa.
Hey, you youth of Cote d'Ivoire,
catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of Sierra Leone,
Africa.
Hey, you youth of Zimbabwe,
catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of Ethiopia,
African Reggae Fever, beautiful beat there. Rocky Dawuni, the award-winning superstar from Ghana, based in Los Angeles, California. And now, there are so many stories of Africans in the United States. But let's hear the story from Obi before we go deep into our discussion. Obi, tell us your story.
Well, in my final year of college, the teacher for the advanced journalism class I was in told me that I'll be better off behind the camera, not as a reporter in front of the camera. When I asked her why, she said because I had a speech impediment. This, of course, took me by surprise, especially when I was getting good grades in the class. To prove her point, she went on to write a note sending me to the school's speech therapist for further evaluation. After reading a few chapters aloud, the speech therapist sent me back to the professor with a note saying there was nothing wrong with my speech. Well, when I got back to the class, the teacher read the note and said, "Oh, well, it has to be your accent." So here I am, a few weeks to graduating, feeling confused, inadequate, and lost. Do I start over? Do I let my passion go? I could hear voices of people that I know saying, "Oh, girl, you forgot nursing school now. This kind of media thing where you do get as you be." Meaning, you should have gone to nursing school like everyone else, because that's just what we Africans do. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with being a nurse. But my passion for television was so strong that I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Upon graduating, I shied away from applying to major news organizations because I was told I couldn't make it because of my name and accent. And I know there are many of you listening today, no matter where you are in the world, if you're in America more especially, that can relate to my story. But why should you? And this is really why I joined the African Immigrant Caucus. I said to myself, if I want change, then I need to act. And since I joined the AIC 7 months ago, I've been motivating, reaching out to our youth, motivating and inspiring them, letting them know that we can actually change those no's and you cannot into yeses.
That is beautiful. Wonderful story there. And I know so many of us can relate to that story. But Obi, let me just ask you. After the 8th of June, when the conference was held, have that changed anything about this story or your life?
Well, first of all, when I told the story first at the gathering on 8th of June, I did not realize how much of an impact it made on a lot of people. Because after the gathering, I had actually young people coming to me and they were saying, "You just told my story." I had a young lady that came to me and said, "I'm actually really interested in doing communications, but I'm in nursing school right now." So I actually see myself in the future probably playing a role of a mentor to a lot of young people that are going through, African immigrants that are going through the same thing. To me personally, has that changed? Yes, because I finally got to tell my story. I finally got to talk about why I haven't really been in my field that I love so much. And the rest of the world is hearing all about it now.
Wow. Okay. Now, Pastor Kemi, you are a leader in the AIC, the African Immigrant Caucus. And you had Obi stories. You've had several stories like that. You have your own story. So what impact would the AIC make in the lives of people like Obi and like you that is telling these stories?
Thank you, David. Before I go on, I just want to give a shout out to Bishop Darlington Johnson of the Bethel World Outreach Church, who is actually the visionary behind the African Immigrant Caucus. Without that vision coming from him, we wouldn't be here. And I just want to say that and acknowledge him. When I spoke at the launch of the African Immigrant Caucus, I told my story of why I'm part of AIC. When it was time for my child to go to college 2 years ago, I had to send her abroad to get a college education. And that's the story. I mean, when I tell the story of having waited 7 years to become a permanent resident, people say, "Oh, that's short time. It took me 19. You know, but when my daughter was of college age, I had to send her abroad to go to college. You know, the choice was either keep her at home here or look for a lot of money to send her to school, because as an immigrant, you don't get any help in terms of fees for your education or loans. And that's my only child. And I don't think it's right for families to be split up in that way. That's wrong. People don't have to live life without their children, without their husbands, without their wives, without, you know, relations. It's bad for the family unit. So that's why I became part of AIC, to amplify that voice that says stop splitting families. Let us look at the immigration issues that affect us, in an articulate way, and provide some solutions that keep families together.
And now, like I was at a conference, and like Bishop Johnson was saying, this is about to change. Do you think it is about to change?
This is about to change. I really support that 100%, and every one of us on that idea. And it is about to change, and it's changing. Because for the first time ever in Washington, D.C., a lot of Africans gather in one place and telling their story, like you just heard.
Beautiful. Well, you are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and my guests today are from the African Immigrant Caucus here in Maryland, USA, and they're telling their stories, and they're telling why the African Immigrant Caucus was founded here in the States. And this is just the beginning, but we'll be back with them. Let's take a piece of music right now, and this is going back to Sierra Leone as I bring you the sound of Shabaka, Freddie Shabaka Cole, and he calls this one The African Spirit. Telling an African story.
This is to the African child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face,
you can conquer.
'Cause Malcolm has done it, Martin Luther has done it, Mandela has done it. It's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it, Harriet Tubman has done it, Nkrumah has done it. It's an African spirit. Mami Yoko has done it, Nnamdi Azikiwe has done it, Bai Bure has done it. It's an African spirit. Down in Europe,
down like we want it.
Down in Asia,
African Spirit, beautiful music by Freddie Shibaka Cole from Sierra Leone. And he's also telling the African story. Oh my goodness, this is just so great. All right, now Pastor Kemi, the AIC is talking about building power. That it is time, it is about time that the voices of Africans be heard. That those who are candidates, those who, the politicians, begin to realize that Africans are very, very important, even when it comes to their votes. Because Africans have been sitting for quite a while, not talking, doing their own things individually, but now they're coming together to get this voice. So what is it about building this power? How can the AIC build this power and for this power to be recognized?
Thank you, David. Let me tell you a story about, you know, that Ngozi told as it went around the faith communities trying to build capacity for AIC. She told the story of her father, who was an immigrant in this country for many years, who kept saying, "I'm going home next year. I'm going home in 5 years' time." And everything he did in terms of his daily choices was geared towards saving up money and going home. 30, 40 years later, he dies in this country and his body, obviously, was taken back home. And that's the story of a lot of Africans. We're always going home, but then we never go. And what we're trying to get our African brothers and sisters to start thinking of now is that we're here and it looks as if we're here for kids. If you look at the statistics say that the number of African-born immigrants in the US as of 2000 was 800,000. And in 2010, that went up to 1.6 million people. And I'm sure that's documented numbers that they're quoting. If you look at the undocumented population in the African community, it's probably four or five times that number. Where many, we should not be in a community where we have no voice, no influence, and no power. So what AIC does, it provides a platform that brings everybody together around the issues that unify us to have a voice and to have influence. And by that, we get respect and acknowledgement from not only the political powers, but the corporate leaders in our community.
Also, when you look at that, we talked about education. How educated the Africans are, even those yes. who are coming into the country, they're the most educated yes. set of immigrants coming into this country. So let's throw some light on that. And these Africans pay their taxes, they work here, they live here. And as far as I'm concerned, where you live or where you've stayed all your life is what you call home.
Yes.
So how come now these things are not happening? So what has the AIC got to do about that? How can you keep on educating people that this is what we do, this is the power we have, so how can we push it forward?
Let me just say this quickly, and then I'll give it over to Obi. Most Africans, when they come into the US, come with a first degree. Most of them, 90% of Africans, and I'm quite conservative with that number, come with a first degree. They already have a first degree. But the process of converting that degree to be able to work here is another story, because usually there's a certification exam you have to do. You wait 2-3 years to go through that process, and then you start working to earn a living.
And even when you come from an English-speaking country,
and even when you come
have
from
to learn English as a second language.
It's amazing. It's amazing that the most of Africa speaks English as a first language. I'm Nigerian. I've been speaking to you now for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I'm sure you can understand my grammar, you know, a lot better than most people. And a lot of Nigerians and other Africans sound just like me. But we still are discriminated against that we have an accent. Even though we can speak very well, we write very well, we read very well. But I think the problem has not been the opportunities that are given to us in this country. America is a melting pot of immigrants. Either you came 200 years ago or you came yesterday. What we as Africans must begin to do is to build and connect the dots when we can become part of the political process in this country. And that's what I believe AIC started on June 8th when the African Immigrant Caucus was launched. We've now, you know, allowed Africans to see a view of how we can hold the powers that be accountable. To our community.
Obi, let me come over to you. But do you think Africans are doing enough or have been doing enough to get that recognition?
No. Not until June 8th. The hope is that we'll continue. We haven't been doing enough because we, like you mentioned earlier, we are used to doing our own thing, individual countries. And usually when it comes to something that all Africans have to be together, the response that you usually get is they won't show up on time. They're not going to be there. But it took people by surprise on June 8th, how timely everything was, how the moderator, Ngozi Azubuike, made sure that everything went according to time and held the candidates, the gubernatorial candidates, accountable, saying, okay, this is the question we're asking you. Are you going to spend a day to get to know us? A half a day to get to know us. And if you skipped on that question, she reminded you that you have not answered that question. So these are the kind of things that Africans need to understand, that they can actually step up and do that. Okay. For the longest time, I think it's been probably out of fear or believing they don't fit in. We do fit in. We pay taxes. We are educated. We buy houses, so
We do business.
There are a lot of business owners. So we do fit in, and we need to start acting like we fit in and start doing what we need to do.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Nia will be looking at some of the programs coming up on the AIC. What people should be expecting from the AIC. But remember, this is your music show, and we're going to be interspersing it. But we're talking Africa. This is the African Beat. So we have to talk Africa, and that's one thing I love about this show. Oh man, I love what I do. I love my job. Okay, I'll be right back, but let's take a break now as we bring you some good music from Africa. And this is Africa Survival. Africa Survival is done by George Okudi of Uganda. Let's enjoy.
Bafana Bafana and Nelson Mandela. Africa, I'm coming through my Nebadilika. Salam, Kigali, Johannesburg.
Répète-toi, répète-toi, la danse, la musique, Eza de Jésus Christ. Okudi, moi, Nakora.
Washington DC, hein.
Africa Survivor, beautiful music by George Okudi from Uganda. This is your super show, the show that brings happiness and smiles on your faces. Whatever you are, whatever you're doing, don't go away, because the African Beats informs you about everything you need to know. So relax and let's take a trip around the continent on this. Now, you are in the press team of the AIC. Now, let's take a quick look at what and what people should be expecting. How people want to become part of the AIC now that this, after the June 8th, everybody's calling. How can I be part of it? I was listening to the Koji Namdi show the other day. People were asking, how can we be part of this? We want to be part of this. How can we come? And what are the activities that the AIC is going to be engaged in? Let's hear that from you.
The African Immigrant Caucus door is open for everyone. Regardless wherever person come from, it's all united Africans. We are going to have for the first time also a convention that will take place on September 27th. I could say to anybody out there, this is an opportunity for you to join us. There's no anything that can hold you back.
Okay, can you just throw some more light on that, Pastor?
Yes. All the information is available on the website, and it's AfricanImmigrantCaucus.org. Again, I'll repeat, AfricanImmigrantCaucus.org.
So if people want more information, just go to that website.
Let them go
you
to
will
the
see
website.
Everything there.
Yes, right. And the number to contact us is also there. And there's also a place where you can send us questions. If when they call the AIC number, I pick that up personally. And I address the issues and the questions that people have in this initial stage. But as Neil said, there's a convention coming up on the 27th of September, and which we expect to be bigger because there are more people identifying with the cause now. And pretty much what we've been wanting to do initially, and which is why we've not put out any of our issues yet to the candidates, the gubernatorial candidates that came and all of the government officials that are at the rally on Sundays, because we first need to get to know each other. We need to get to know each other deeper. You know, Africans have that opportunity now to really get to know one another at a deeper level, to know our issues, to know what's, you know, pertinent to us, so that when we put the requests forward that will advance our community is something everyone can identify with.
It's going to be really, really concrete.
Yes.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guests today, Pastor Kemi Onanuga and Obi, and of course, Nyao. Yeah. Well, we're all talking about the AIC, the African Immigrant Caucus. And you've had it here. On the September 27th, there's going to be this big convention. More of it will be told to you later. But if you want to get more information, go to the website www.africanimmigrantcaucus.org and you will get all the information you need out there. And there's a number there you can call if you want to talk to somebody to find out how you can be part of this. Like Niao said, there's no charge. You just come to the meetings and make your intentions known, and then they will tell you exactly what and what we can do. This is the time for Africans to come together. Yes, Niao, you want to say something, and let's just take a moment to go around and say our last words. Yes, Niao.
And also, we are on Facebook, and you could just go there and like us. And also, we are on Twitter. All those social media, we are there.
Engage in all the social media. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much, Niao. It was a pleasure having you, Pastor Kemi.
Thank you. I just want to say, you know, some of the work we've been doing, we've been helped by an organization called AIM, A-I-M, Action in Montgomery. They are an organization that has been organizing for over 70 years. So there's a strategic way that we're doing this and that we're planning this coming together. Because a lot of people have seen Africans try to come together before. It's never worked. People go their separate ways when the time comes. But for this particular organization, the African Immigrant Caucus, we have a lot of support from IAF, AIM, organizations that have been doing this long term to help us build long-term power for the African community.
Thank you very much. Obi, before you give your last word, you are a member of the press team. There's one thing I am so concerned about is continuity. Now that we've started, this AIC have started, what do we have in place to make sure that those of us who have started it continue so that we'll get others to come on board? What is the press going to do about it?
Well, the press is actually really involved with media houses in the area, in the Washington, D.C. area, and actually abroad. So as the time goes on, we'll continue updating them on the latest information. And with the way everything is now, everything is social media. If you don't have a web presence or social media presence, you really don't exist. So we are really pushing hard to make sure that we have everything we need social media-wise and online so that people can easily find us and get all the information that they need.
What do you want to tell people more again about the AIC?
I really want to address the youth, the African immigrant youths in the area. If you are in the D.C. area, or even if you're not in the D.C. area, please feel free to reach out to us. Especially, I know that a lot of youth that came to the States, the United States, they had a hard time getting acclimated or assimilated into the American way of life. And that's where AIC really comes in. And we need youth that have been here for a while or those that are just coming into the country so we can help each other. So it's not such a tough process anymore.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much, Pastor Kemi. Thank you, Obi. And Niao, thank you so much for joining me today on the African Beat from the Voice of America here in Washington, D.C. With all of this today, I want to thank you guys out there for listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as you leave your time to come and sit down and listen to me. I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, and remember to join us Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And also, you can catch us up on Facebook, Voice of America's African Beat, right on Facebook. And there'll be links there where you'll be able to listen to our show. Until then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with this beautiful piece of African music from Liberia's Brikelia Kupa. And she calls this one, Africa, Why? Till we meet again. Have a wonderful day.